Hare Krishna, today is International Yoga Day, and while that's not such an important event for us, although we are participating in it, it's a very interesting phenomenon. It's very interesting from the point of view that at one time, when I was part of the hippie movement or hippie revolution, yoga was something that was practiced by, it was a very strange, esoteric thing that a certain real fringe element of society was into, but not anymore. Today it's International Yoga Day, and we see that there are millions of people world over who are practicing yoga because it is no longer fringe, it is very much mainstream. Practically speaking, on every street corner there's a yoga society. What's that got to do with us? Well, one thing is that the people who practice yoga are very easily convinced of bhakti yoga. They're very easily convinced of chanting mantra. And whereas sometimes they may be very difficult to turn on to a personal conception of God, and maybe hopeless cases, but my experience is that there are many who aren't, and many who are extremely open to accepting God as being the Supreme Person. And that's where we come in. At least we come in terms of, look at this example, that something that was really on the fringe end of society, which the Krishna consciousness movement still is, has become mainstream. Are we going to become mainstream? Well, certainly chanting Hare Krishna and practicing bhakti, pure bhakti, is going to become mainstream, because Lord Chaitanya said it would. Question is, who's going to do it? There are a lot of people already chanting all kinds of mantras, including chanting Hare Krishna. They may not be getting that from a pure source, and neither do they have a pure Siddhanta or philosophy behind it. That's a shame. Therefore, we shouldn't be locked up in our temples chanting Hare Krishna, but rather we really need to take the chanting mainstream along with the pure message of pure devotional service, so that people really understand why they're chanting. They understand things like initiation is part of chanting Hare Krishna, and of course to be initiated they have to live a certain type of lifestyle, and we have to do it. If we don't do it, someone else will do it. So it's part of it's Lord Chaitanya's prediction. It's part of the way that things are happening. Either we become part of the happening, or we become left behind. That means we have to be extremely serious about our mission and not think that it's over or done. We really need to reach out. Hare Krishna.